What's going on, our valued It's Content podcast followers? Before we get into the episode, I got something to tell you. Our podcast finally has its first sponsor, Beantown Brew, the go-to coffee if you want to attack your day. It's for the blue-collar worker, the 6-to-2 guy, the guy on the job site busting balls, the underdog, the people that go unnoticed. Beantown Brew is for you, and if you're not drinking it, what the fuck are you doing? Check out Beantown Brew at beantownbrew.com. It's currently not online, but it'll be online soon. Keep a lookout for it. Beantown Brew, the coffee for the hard-working blue-collar savage you are. Now let's get to the episode. It's Content Podcast. We're back with another one. How you feeling today, buddy? We got another solo podcast, you, pal.
We really ripped the gym with Darren today. Did a good legs.
8 a.m. gym session.
9 a.m.
Got up at 8 a.m. 9 a.m. gym session.
Yeah, I was up at like 5:30 wired.
Why? What time did you go to bed at?
I actually got a FaceTime call at like 10:45 that I missed.
From who?
Someone.
Who?
You know.
I don't know who. I'm asking.
Just someone. And I missed it. So I was sleeping by like 10:30.
Huh.
Good.
Okay. Fortnite. That's cool.
I actually did play a little Fortnite. I came in second. I was screaming.
Yeah. You're definitely very competitive with the Fortnite for sure, which is interesting.
Eat the W. You know who did that?
Kobe. Jameis. He sucks.
Yeah.
He sucks. Yeah. Did he do that in college or NFL?
The NFL's on the Bucks.
Yeah, he blows.
Bro threw 30 touchdowns and 30 picks. That's crazy.
Yeah. I think another reason, too, you're always up early is because of the military, you know? I feel like a lot of people don't know about the military. I wanted to talk about that a little bit.
I know. That was a big pot.
Prosciutto Papi was in the military, man.
During COVID. So that's like one of one.
Yeah, talk about like your experience.
May 2020, I was in there.
Nami, buddy.
We had a drive because there was no flights going out. We had a drive from Tampa, Florida to South Carolina.
And what was like the boot camp, Columbia. Like army boot camp, kid? What's up with these foxholes?
So the first week, bro, you do processing. So you're in like these fake barracks. They're barracks, but like it's not
what's
like
a barrack, real. Like dorms?
Yeah, it's just dorms, okay. Basically, with just all bunk beds.
You're by yourself, though? Or you're in like a big like fucking
big
open?
Big bay. It's a big bay.
You ever see like Full Metal Jacket? You ever see that movie?
Literally that.
That like literally open that. Ass room, mad bunks.
That's literally it.
People snoring and shit keeping you up like at all?
Some people definitely snore. Yeah, you really can't do anything about it.
That's fucked.
Fire God. You know Fire God?
No, I don't know. What's a Fire God?
All right. So that first week of processing, that doesn't count. And then you get it. Actually, it does count towards you 10 weeks. You get 10
so
weeks.
It's 10 weeks in boot camp.
Army basic training is 10 weeks. That first week's processing.
Okay.
So it's just like shots and fucking the peanut butter shots. Like fucking hurts like a
the
bitch.
What?
Peanut butter shots. Thick.
What is
like
a peanut
butter? It's just like you feel it go. It's just mad slow.
Why? What's that for?
I don't know. But I got injected.
A couple of different shots, bro.
Yeah.
Bro,
so
what?
That, for the first week. Then they send you to your... battalion, then it's split up into different platoons.
You ever walk into a club with a battalion?
But there's usually 40 people in each platoon. But during COVID, they cut it in half because they couldn't have people sleeping on top of each other. So I had like 25 people.
Okay. So you had like the, you know, the junior version of the boot camp.
Kinda, yeah, because they couldn't yell in your face.
They couldn't like yell in your face?
Nah, they had, like, they still did, but
they
like,
wearing masks,
much.
Though?
Yeah, the drill sergeants, because you have to understand, we didn't get to go into the real life. Like, we were stuck in this bubble, but the drill sergeants go home at the end of, like, they go home, they work shifts. So they go home and, like, they leave base. So they live in that real world. So they weren't telling us about COVID and all that. Like,
you didn't know about COVID?
Like, we did, because everything got shut down in March. We went in May. So that April was quarantine. Everyone's supposed to be quarantined, but they were still shipping. They weren't going to stop the army. They still had to keep going.
Yeah.
So that's why there was no planes going out. So we had to drive from MEPS and I was in Tampa.
Yeah.
I went from Tampa.
Who drove you?
Just the people at MEPS, like another drill sergeant. Like
oh, they other picked people. You up? Like?
Yeah. People that
How
worked
How long
there.
Was the drive?
Like 6 hours.
Damn.
7 hours. I forget about that. But so those people, like I'm actually cool with this one kid, Nick Hanlon. We didn't do basic at all together. He was in a whole different company.
Mm-hmm.
But that whole drive, we became like best friends, like that 6 hours.
Yeah.
Just like a Florida kid my age. It was
That's
pretty
fucking
cool.
Funny.
I still talk to him, though. He just bought a house in Tampa, in Daytona, which is across from Tampa.
Yeah, no, I know. COVID, damn, COVID boot camp, bro. That's funny. You kind of had the.
Oh, my God, bro. You don't even want to know.
Version.
Yeah, bro. Because like
but
when
it was
I
still
went.
Shit, though. All right,
so I was like really training from January 2020 because I moved to Florida and lived with my cousin. He was training for the Navy.
Before COVID, bro.
This was before COVID. Yeah. We went to like Mexico. My uncle lives in Mexico, and then we came back. It was a sick trip, and we just got fucking ripped. Ripped. Like, we worked. I worked out with him every single day.
What was your workout schedule then?
Monday through Friday.
Like, what, though? What were you doing?
Same shit, no. Like, actually, a little different. A little different. Mostly running, because I was worried about, like, the running. But when I got to boot camp, running was a cakewalk.
Yeah, I feel like that would be the first thing I'd focus on.
That's all I was doing, running and mad sit-ups.
Because when you run a lot, and because when I was, you know, used to be jacked, used to run around like 2 times sometimes, and you realize it's just all mental, bro. Running is all mental.
Oh, it is, because once you get your breathing down,
and once you get your legs going, yeah, you can power through that.
Once you're not cramping with your legs or getting shin splints, you're chilling. I'm going
to
show you.
You ever get the runner's gut, though? Like, for the first 10 minutes, you have to shit or something, or you got to piss. That's the worst, bro. You got to power through that.
Yeah, I'm going to show you.
Get the bubble guts.
Yeah. Well, I get that after. That was the thing with the army. We ran so much. It was always after. Like, everything in me would just go right out.
The first, like, 5-10 minutes of running, like, especially when you're going, like, 3, 4, or 5 miles, like, that's the hottest part.
Just rizzled.
Yeah, I know, bro. You were jacked up.
Look, just rizzled.
Justin. Yeah. You ever run? You ever do running, Justin? You ever, like, get into, like, a running kick?
So I run, like... I probably run like...
You still run?
Yeah, like 5 or 6 days a week.
Wait, what?
What?
So I run every morning. It's just whether I mix and lifting with it or not.
Yeah, you're jacked.
Just rizzled. Justin, I still look like that or not?
Yeah.
Where do you run? How often? Like how long do you run for?
So I do, it's 2 miles, 6 days a week.
It's like a trail or like you just run around your neighborhood?
No, so the complex I'm at right now, it's nice because it's a lot of elevated hills and shit. Oh. So it's like a 2 mile elevated run.
That's nice. And once you get into a routine of doing that every morning, you know, just dial. What time you wake up? What's like your schedule usually?
So like I'm up usually at like 6, 7, then I'll work out, make breakfast, and then either hit whatever job.
Yeah, that's nice, bro. Yeah.
No, I almost got kicked out a few times.
Why?
Fraternizing.
You almost got kicked out of boot camp.
Yeah, I almost got kicked out.
In 10 weeks, you almost got kicked out a couple times.
It was like week 7.
How? Like,
fraternizing.
Why?
Fraternizing. We were at the range.
Fraternizing? Like, what does that mean?
Shout out to Lacey Tabag. If I showed you her. Lacey Tabag. That's her name.
Lacey Tabag. What is she?
She's from St. Louis. She's Hawaiian.
Hawaiian, okay.
Beautiful.
Okay.
So you want to see a picture of her?
Sure, I guess.
We still talk here and there. She's actually a gamer now, which is pretty sick. She got kicked out of the military, actually, too.
This in boot camp?
No, we didn't get kicked out of boot camp, but we knew, like, right from there, you can tell that, like, we weren't going to last, because she's out, I'm out. So I'm like, you know what? It didn't
all right,
show.
So can we... All right, fuck the picture. I don't care about the picture. All right. Can you tell me why you almost got kicked out?
Yeah. This is actually
give me like a time, like is it like 2 weeks in, 3 weeks
in? This is like 5, 6 weeks in.
So halfway through.
Yeah, because it took them a couple of weeks to merge the girls with the guys into the battalion. So there was four platoons. One was all girls and then three was all guys. Okay. 25, 25, 25, and the girls were like 20. So they divided the girls up into each thing.
75 guys and 20 girls?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they divided it up in...
You're just mad horny, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they put like 5, 10, like, I don't know, like 7 girls in each platoon. So we had some hot chicks.
So were you able to, like, you know.
She, you know what?
No, not that.
Like, the fact like, that we were able to rizz each other with like no makeup, like she had no makeup, like we looked like shit, like legit shit.
Right. Well, I'm asking real quick before we get into the rest of the story. When you're like, you know, you're sleeping in the bunks and you're in a big open room of people, like, you know. Like
some people definitely did. I on everything I love, I never did.
You didn't touch yourself at all.
17 weeks I did. 10 weeks I made it through. Then got to school, got my phone back right away.
You ever heard people doing it? Like
Nope.
That would be mad awkward.
Some people
bro.
Said they did. I'm like, yo, that's crazy. There's actually I have a funny couple of stories. All right, so this first one, we're talking to each other. You know, they get introduced, and meanwhile, the drill sergeants look out for this. They look to see because obviously we're all 20.
Yeah, they know.
Some people
they know,
are 30.
They know, yeah, they know.
So they play close attention. So keep in mind. So we're talking. A couple of weeks go by. You know, same group. We see each other every morning. We're having our breakfast together. Like they see that shit. You know. So we're just like vibing.
So the girls would have breakfast with the guys? You guys would all have breakfast together?
Yeah, every morning we would do PT together too. So every morning we'd have to wake up 4:30, be outside by like 5.
And you guys were just getting your MREs together, you know what I mean?
No, they would have chow. So I'm blanking from the thing. But basically like the food hall was closed because of COVID.
Yeah.
So they would, at the food hall, they would make everything and put them in big things. And then people from the platoon would go drive, pick it up, set up tables. And then they would feed all the platoons. You have to go like in line, like step by step in a certain like fucking movement.
You actually have to like move like left, right, left, like kind of thing. Like,
yeah, bro. Yeah. You have to walk the right way. You walk inside, you got to take your hat off. You have to all that shit, bro.
That's crazy.
You're not going to go in your right pocket. Like it's all to a T. Yeah. But I still do this. Like even going to the gym, like I pack my bag a certain way. So when I get to the gym, I unpack it and everything's in order. Yeah,
like they mentally, it's like the little, your mind gets trained.
But I like I was like that before, but now I'm really like that.
Yeah.
Like I actually went in my bathroom and something was moved. And I said it to Daniel. He's like, yeah, it fell. I picked it up. But I noticed because it was, my picture was moved to the left.
That's funny. You noticed the little things like
little,
that.
Little anything.
That's funny. So what happened with you and this girl? You didn't tell me the story. How you almost got kicked out.
So we're getting to know each other, blah, blah, blah. And like, obviously we don't have phones. So like when we go back up to the bay at like 7 to shower and get ready for bed and shit, we don't talk. So we would write notes. We would write notes to each other. Like
how,
I would.
How would you get it to her?
In person, like in the morning, I'd like slip her a note and she'll read it like later that night.
The fuck?
What?
It's like
passing notes.
Like 1950s.
Well, like, because you have no phone, bro. But like you're upright in your family anyway. So it's like, okay, I want to talk to you right now. Okay, let me write it and I'll give it to you. Read it tonight. And it kept going on, bro.
She was writing shit back too.
She was writing shit back, passing it. And it was like, tell me more about your life. Like broke down like my family tree and like how my sisters were.
Like, so bro, how many notes in until you were like, yeah, let's like fuck.
We didn't get there.
You didn't get there.
We definitely were in the laundry room.
Were you like a sexton on the notes? Like that's what that was my question.
I don't remember. Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit. So bro, listen, we go to the range. So she kept all the notes in her locker.
How long did this go on for? Like weeks or like 1 week, 2 weeks?
Or 3 weeks.
Okay.
And my boy Twilly, shout out to Twilly. They used to call him Wheezy. He was playing D1 football in Texas. He was doing the same thing with her friend.
Okay.
And had a girl at home. Sorry, Wheezy. But he don't date that chick no more. He has a kid with a different one. Okay. Nice. But he was like this 21-year-old kid. He was just benching like fucking 350. Just jacked. Just 6'7" from Texas football player.
That's sick.
Goat. bro, we're at the range. And they do checks. They like check you down every time you leave the range so no one brings ammo back. Checked her. She's trying to sneak contraband. They found crackers because you can't bring food into the bay. So they found crackers on her. They're like, all right, bet.
Contraband? Like, they just like, crackers?
It's just crackers. Yo, I know. What the fuck? But listen, understand. It's like that.
It's like drugs. Like,
it's bro, you like... don't need to have so many stories, bro. All right, let me finish this one, bro. And all right, they're like, okay, cool. And then she's like, oh, I got caught. And everyone thought it was cool. Bro, we get back to the base. Like, yo, upstairs, they brought up to her locker and they ripped out everything and like searched her shit to see what other food if she had in there. Bro, so they found all the notes.
Oh, shit.
Everyone downstairs. But okay, I left out this pop. Drill Sergeant Patrick from Atlanta, literally Kevin Hart, might be funnier.
Unk.
Has a kid, and he was just always, I was always talking football with him. He kept me posted. He's like, yo, Cam Newton just got signed to the Pats. I'm like, yo, let's go.
Damn, that's sick.
I'm like, yo, the Falcons suck. Like, he loved the Falcons, bro. He loves Alabama. He's from Alabama, but he loved the Falcons. So we was cool, bro. Like, he would fuck me up, though, because I'd be talking to him like normal, and then the other drill sergeant would see that and be like, yo, you ain't at parade rest talking to him? Like, I would get smoked because he would fuck me up. He'd treat me like his boy, but then try to be serious. Because whenever we had to go pick up Chow, he'd be like, yo, McDonough, like come with me. Like he was cool. They used to call me the ladies man. Chad the ladies man.
What?
Then Chad the ladies man and then McDonut for Dunkin' Donuts.
Why did they call you the ladies man?
Because I got caught with that.
Okay, finish that story yet though.
So they like call everyone down. But at the range, bro, he comes up to me. He goes, yo, are you fucking around with her? Like, truthfully.
The same day?
Yes. Or a different day? Yes, when they caught her with the thing. He was trying to warn me before they got back to the bay and found the notes. Shit. He goes, yo, you fucking with her?
I was like,
drill sergeant, nah. Like, it's not like that. Like, what am I going to do? Like, I know you're my boy, but at the end of the day, you're a drill sergeant. Yeah, so I can't just tell you because then I get fucked.
I know, he
was trying to save me, bro. Mm. Sorry, drill sergeant Patrick. Goat, I follow him. I still talk to him here.
Yeah, but it's also like, bro, what are you going to, like you said, he's a drill sergeant.
What am I going to do?
Like,
I'm going to tell you.
Still an op. I don't know what to tell you.
You're still an op.
You're still an op, you know? Sure, you're a good guy, but.
Bro. So he did that, and then, oh my God, bro.
They lean into you? Was he screaming at you?
They go, everyone downstairs. So all four platoons. It's like mine, theirs, and theirs. So we're looking across from there. We're all in formation, mad shook.
So there's 100 people down there, and only you two are the ones, the reason they brought everyone down? Just you?
No, they found other shit. They started going through more. But listen, so they're like, yo, does anyone want to admit that they've been fraternizing? I'm like, nah. I'm
so
like,
what does fraternizing mean?
Flirt, like having a relationship okay, more than.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, like yes, more, yes, yes, yes.
Yo, so they call us out. McDonough! Tabella. Yeah. Oh, so we go in the middle. So there's 120, like 40 people, like just mad heads and different things. We're in the middle. Fam, they start reading the notes.
No, they didn't.
They start reading the notes.
No, they didn't.
They start reading the
fam.
I was crying, laughing.
Wait, you were laughing in their face?
Bro, I didn't give a fuck. You know me. I was dying. She was crying. I was dying. Then they call out Weezy. They call out all these other people that they found notes on, too, with because they searched the whole girls thing.
Just like, I want to grab that juicy ass and just stick it in.
The drill sergeants were laughing. It was so funny. I was crying. But I was getting smoked.
Were you? I'm just like confused. You're saying they're laughing. Like, was it like beef? Like, I'm just.
It was serious, but it's like, bro, you gotta understand they're humans too. Like they rash.
What was like the worst thing that was said in the note? Like, were you embarrassed by anything?
I don't remember.
Were you like being like light skinned, like flirting with her and shit?
100%.
And like they were like, you know,
100%.
They were reading it all.
I guess, bro. Like, yes, like, yo, I can't wait to like go to LA with you after this. So, bro, what else am I gonna do? Sit there and cry? She was crying. I was laughing. I was legit.
She was crying or laughing?
She was embarrassed. She was crying. I was laughing. I was dying. Because then they start reading the kid Wheezy's. He's like, yo, I got a baby on the way, but I really wish it was you. No. I was crying, bro.
Are you serious?
Crying.
What the fuck?
Crying. Goat.
Not the goat. The woat.
He was
horrible.
Just a young kid. He was like not even 21, bro.
I know. It's tough. What the fuck? So what was the aftermath? What happened?
They taped up the windows.
Wait a second. You left something out. You left some.
Yeah. So after that, we were still talking to each other.
Because you told me this earlier.
We were talking through. I'm not going to say that on here. But we were talking through each other because our bays, you go upstairs, there's one, then it's divided, there's two, and then across, you can see there's like a.
Hallway, you said?
It's a hallway over here for you, but then this is like outside.
Okay.
Like the gap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for people that are listening on audio, it's just, you know, just picture like a U shape and. There's somewhere where you could see each other. There's like a you could see each other.
Yeah, there's tiny windows. But anyways, we were like talking to each other through the thing.
After you guys got in trouble.
Yes.
And
a girl snitched and they came up. And
wait, this happened? You got in trouble again with her after?
They tried to. But we're like, no, I was denying. I'm like, what are you talking about? So we had the whole, there was no windows. They had to tape up all the windows because of us.
Damn. That's crazy,
bro. I was like a little snake ball, like in there. Like I was surviving, but like for example, like the drill sergeants left their truck unlocked. We were cleaning it because they would make us clean their trucks. There was a box of Uncrustables. Give me those. Fuck out of here. Give me those. I was out there hustling MREs. I was selling shit. I walked away with like 300 cash.
That's funny.
I wasn't
bro.
Like eating these M&Ms. I was like, yo, that's why I was getting ripped.
Damn, bro, that's crazy.
There was
so what? They just let it slide, and that was it. They like let you guys go. Like
yes, did
you
no. almost so actually this was towards out? The end. Yeah, this was like week eight, okay. week nine. But then the last week there was this one kid from Dotson. I hated him. I hated him. He was a punk from fucking Louisiana, New Orleans.
Huh.
Punk. Like legit punk.
Yeah.
He just didn't like me. We always like hit heads because I was like the third best like
athletic
and the
or
thing
physical.
And the two people above me that were fast, they were two kids from Baton Rouge. They were always like talking
Baton
shit.
Rouge.
Shout out to my guy Cody. He was number one. He was from St. Louis as well. He always listens to our shit. But fucking bro, at the end he was like, yo, you stole my backpack. Because I passed out the backpacks. He's like, where's my bag? I was like, bro, well, he was like dead ass trying to fight me and shit.
So you almost got kicked off for two different things. That and then that. Did you
that was
out
the
for
last
that?
Week. So listen, that week we graduate and all this shit, go through the forge, which was tough.
What's that? What's the forge?
Like 2 weeks of like outside.
Just the last 2 weeks?
And like 20 miles total.
Rucking?
Yeah. And just like, there was the one, you literally are just doing shit all night. Like, there was a one thing where you had to like crawl like fucking 100 yards in sand while they're shooting these fucking machine guns over your head. Yeah.
They have the barbed wire over you. Is that real?
Yep. That's what
Wait,
it was.
100 yards like a football field?
Bro, yes. Long.
How long does that take? In sand too?
I don't know. I faked an injury.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, I did.
We were doing like the relay thing. I was carrying something on my head. I really like had a stinger in my neck.
Oh, wait, what like, is a stinger? I keep hearing people say this in football and shit.
It's like... It's kind of like a stiff neck right away, but then it will last a couple days. So they put me in like the...
Oh, it sucks.
I went to this house thing for like a week. I was kind of shitting bricks because I had no... It was just sucked. Oh, it was a time where I snuck my phone too.
You snuck a phone
yeah,
too?
Yeah, the drill sergeant let me in. He was like, oh God, we got to bring you in the cage. Bro. Yeah, I had to run into the cage with all the bags and shit. and grabbed something for him. And he knew. He knew. Just said, oh, drill sergeant packing. He was like, yo, your bags are in there. So I didn't see anything. If you want to check your phone. He literally told me, and I did it. Go. I posted it. I posted the thing. I was like, get me the fuck out of here.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, bro.
Bro. What if someone like reported that, though? You'd be fucked.
Whatever, right?
So you almost got kicked out.
I just did what I wanted, bro. Literally, yeah. I had the discipline, but I literally did what I wanted.
What about foxholes? What are those?
Okay, that's with the forge. We'd have to dig our foxhole.
What is that, though?
You literally dig like a fucking, like a 3 feet hole enough for your body. And like, you got to keep guard. You're in there with a buddy like this. Literally like
and you're looking out
slanted. Yeah, when you sleep overnight, like when I got a guy with a gun, because the drill sergeant will come around, pretend to sneak up on you, and then like you would yell like you're shooting, obviously you're not gonna shoot. And then one of us will sleep, you gotta eat in the hole and shit.
How long are you in there?
Overnight and shit.
Whole night? 8 hours?
6-7 hours, yeah.
Damn, the fuck?
Yeah, bro.
That's horrible.
I know. And then you need a battle buddy, like you can't move alone. So listen, that now that was the last week we graduated and all this shit. So then my school, AIT, was at Fort Jackson too.
Mm-hmm.
So that drill sergeant drove me.
Which one?
The one that like didn't fuck with me.
Ugh. After you graduated?
Yeah, and right away he told him right away about the other drill sergeants at the school, like what I did.
Oh,
and
you already put a bad taste in their mouth.
Shout out to drill sergeant Kim. Who came at me right away, fucking was fucking me up. Like,
what was he saying?
Chinese dude, like, real deal. I'm gonna show you him.
He was talking shit to you? He was hitting
you? Oh, no.
They hit you? They put hands on you?
No.
They can't
put
hands on you.
That's why I was like, what the fuck are you gonna do?
Right.
Philip Kim, goat, dead scary.
Philly Kim.
Bro, like dead.
Yeah, just like Bruce Lee.
Like goat. Like this was actually during the COVID.
So you like him?
He was cool because he came up. He was like, "Yo, you're gonna be a good leader." Like, but at first day, he had to set an example.
Give me an example of like what he's saying to you though. Right when you got there,
like that's just in your face, screaming at you.
Yeah. All right, but give me like what's some shit like he's saying to you though. Like, give me an example of like some shit.
You're tough. Like you want to fuck around and fuck around with these girls and get on the like I'm like in the stands, the push up stands. He's like screaming and. Like, you can't say yeah. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, what?
You just said yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and all that. So, started to get fucking up. So, I already had a target on my head right away.
Damn.
But then ended up becoming platoon leader and shit. Then I ended up, like, killing it.
That's good.
Pretending to be, like, a fucking fake chaplain assistant religious that sucked,
dude. I was just going to say. So, we
bro, because you had to take these tests every week. And if you failed, you get sent to that next class. So, you get pushed back a couple more weeks. Mm. But I fucking made it through.
What's
bro.
A chaplain's assistant?
Chaplain's
that,
assistant.
That was your job.
So it's like if you go to war, like the priests are very big in the military.
Like, religion, yeah.
Yeah, religion. And like if you go to war, like I gotta shoot the gun because priests can't hold a gun.
Can't hold a gun.
So like the trainer was cool. I was like running. You'd have to run and like slide, get down with him and like.
Wait, with the priest?
It was sick.
Oh,
it was
sick. Wait, you had a priest with you or
yeah,
a trainer?
Yeah, slick. Priest, yeah.
Just Father Wayne.
Because they have to do it too. They have to go through the whole training damn. Too, the
so
priest.
What's like, what do you have to do with them? Like, what do they, like, pretend like there's someone just invaded the fucking base or something and you have to protect them?
Yeah,
you
have to run up, shoot, fucking...
The priest is just with you and grabbing
actually shoot,
and
actually shoot and reload and shit. It was pretty
what
sick.
What were you shooting, ARs?
M4s, yeah.
What's that? Like
throwing
like,
grenades and shit. It was sick.
You throw grenades?
Yes, bro.
Like a frag?
Yeah, all of it. Everything. Like, you'd have to run.
Really?
So we'd have
you
to shoot.
And throw it?
Yeah, bro.
How many seconds do you have? How do you know?
A couple. Five.
You can fail it though. Does you fail
you
it moving?
Take it out and then.
Oh no, you can't fail the like when you take the thing. How go? Can you fail
well,
it?
Well, when you take it out and you hold it, it's not going. It's when you let it go. That's where you have to throw.
Oh shit!
Because then damn. The thing falls off. It's sick though, bro. I know how to take a pot like a M4 and shit.
It's fucked, bro.
But yeah, I ended up graduating. Oh my god, the girls over there too wanted all fuck too, bro. All in the
what?
Yeah, bro. All in the school AIT.
They all wanted to bang.
Now huh? They all have kids. It's crazy. They're all still in the military.
Huh. Wild, bro. Did they want to bang, though, or are you just saying
knock
that?
Them. I've been tempted to go because they slept on the second floor. I was on the third, and there was been multiple times where I almost went down. Dude, but they have cameras.
Sick, man.
Just like, bro, just a 21-year-old kid in basic training, bro. You know what I mean?
It's boot camp, man. That's
it was
crazy,
sick,
bro.
Though. It
I
was
think
sick.
A lot of people don't know about all that shit. This will make for some good
bro,
clips.
I fucking went to – I've been through hell and back, dude. I had 7 different careers. I worked at the Hyatt for 4 years, partied with the Celtics. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mailman. Delivering your mail.
What else? What else would you do?
Camp counselor.
Yeah, that sucks, dude. I hate that. I did a lot. I did the fucking
But I've always
counseling.
Been a hustler, though, bro. I've had lemonade stands with fucking Jimbo on Faywood Ave. Young. Made $75 each. I fucking did car washes out of some random dude's house. He came out screaming like, yo, this is my water bill.
Use it as water?
Yeah, me, Nick, and Joe used to hustle, bro. I've always been away. Shoveling. I've been shoveling since I was 10, 11. I know, always
shoveling
needed my own bread.
Way to go, bro.
Always needed the own bread, bro.
Somehow. Knocking on people's doors and shit, asking, and they're just telling, like, just, like, get away.
Just asking for money. I literally used to do that.
Asking for money. Hustling
people.
I know,
bro. I used to steal the iPhones in middle school and sell them. Because that's back in the day where you stole a phone, you jailbroke it. It's like, all right, here's $250 from the dude that's about to sell for like $700.
Yeah, that's fucked, bro. It's crazy. Yeah, bro. Now, I wanted to talk about, too, fucking high school. High school, like, sports and shit. Mm. Like, high school hockey, and you played football. And what else did you play?
Freshman year, I went to Fenway, played basketball.
B-ball player.
It was all seniors, so I really didn't play. But it was cool because we played some cool people.
Dude, I went to Latin Academy. Obviously, 7th and 8th grade. And, bro, I think about it now. It's crazy because my nephew's 13. And when I was 13, I was in 7th grade. And I just, like, tried off the hockey team. I remember I was always, like, an introverted kid. I was dead nervous to try out because I'm like, these kids are all from Dorchester, Southie, West Roxbury. Mm-hmm. I don't know any of these kids. I didn't grow up in any of them. So I walk in a JV and varsity tryouts are together. So I tried out. And, bro, I'm in 7th grade. So I'm trying out against legit 18-year-olds. I'm 13. I'm the 18-year-old kid shooting on me. Like, it's crazy. And I, like, fared okay. And then I made the JV team. I started for JV 7th grade. Then 8th grade, yeah. Both varsity goalies left, so it was just me. That's all they had, a 14-year-old, bro. And I had a play, and I did okay. We went like 7-13. We sucked, but like we beat Eastie in the city championship. And then I went to Eastie and won the city championship against BLA the next year. But yeah, bro, high school was dope, bro. Playing sports was sick. I mean, Eastie High is nothing crazy with sports, but being able to play with like your friends, bro, beats anything else.
It's the best childhood, you know? Bro. It's the best. That's what I was saying.
I always think about when I have a kid one day, I'm like, I wonder how I'm going to be with sports. I was never like overly obsessed with like.
It's changing too.
I don't know, bro. I don't, cause I want my kid to go far, but I also like want them to have fun though too. You know, I'm not like a psycho fucking, you know, sometimes it takes that though, bro. Sometimes it takes like a psycho parent.
Well, look at Chris Gronkowski with his kids, bro. He's out there hitting fly balls, ground balls, but they're obviously
got
Gronkowski.
If the kids enjoy it too, it's easier, you know?
Yeah,
it is. My nephew, I love hockey. My nephew loves hockey. He's in on the ice 6 days a week, bro. That's how I was too, 5 days
right,
a week.
Right, you can't force baseball on a kid and he's just like picking daffodils in left field, like don't want to be there.
I know. Okay, while you were in fucking boot camp, I was at UMass Boston, kid, partying with Redla. You know Nolan Redla?
I do.
We were there, bro. That was cool too, experience. That was like right before COVID actually, when I was 19. Because like usually after high school, you either play juniors or you go to college. And I'm like, I don't have money to play. It was like $10,000 a year. I'm like, bro, I'm not doing that. Gave that up real quick. So I hung up the skates, went to UMass Lowell for a semester, and then realized Lowell sucked. Then I went to UMass Boston. And this is when I'm in like my prime time shape. Like I was going to the gym 7 days a week, bro. Literally
chiseled.
GBF 7 days
chiseled.
A week.
And then I saw these chicks.
And just a friend I knew was like, yo, like we need a backup for the college team. And like UMass Boston D3, it's D3 hockey, but it's really good hockey. It's not like shitty D3. It's like good D3. You're playing schools from Canada and shit and like New York and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I'll give it I'll hop on. Cause I was in really good shape at the time, but I haven't skated in like months. And I'm like, I don't know, I'll hop on and see. So they had like captain's practices basically. And I did okay. Like I just remember the shots being so fast. I'm playing these fucking 24 year olds. So they play 2 years of juniors. Then they go to college. I'm 19 and I'm playing these grown ass men, bro. And I remember their shots being so hot and fast. And I picked it up. I kept skating. I caught up to speed. And then I ended up like walking on the team as like a third string goalie. I wasn't going to play, but got the backpack and shit, had the rookie potty. Bro, they made us, there was 10 rookies. They had like a rookie initiation, like because they literally do that.
Did you get like stamped?
No, it wasn't like, they weren't like fit hitting you or anything, but like drinking, bro. They like, it was like, because the team's like 25 kids, it's like 10 rookies. So all the rookies got thrown in the basement together and they brought down like the shittiest whiskey, bro. Not Jack Daniels, like shitty store-bought whiskey. Fifth, like not even fifths, bigger. What's the biggest one you can get? Like
pint? No, maybe. Not a gallon? I don't know.
No, a fifth of liquor or something.
I have no idea.
But they were like these big ass bottles, like this big. And it was like, yo, you guys, two each to each bottle. You have to chug it and chug as much as you can in 5 minutes. And the person with the most left in it has to, we had to like do a skit or something, like something Bro. Stupid, like something whack. It was Halloween too. I was dressed up as Mario, I remember. And we ended up fair and fine. And then they picked one team to win, and the rest of the people had to chug the rest of the 3 gallons or whatever the fuck it was.
Did you win?
Oh no, we lost. I ended up chugging. I had to pull trig right away. I threw up, threw it all up. And then just invited all the girls over and had a good time. Were you
banging any chicks at the time?
I mean, like, I was having fun. I was single, you know. Not seeing who, you know. I mean, the hockey, you know, girls in college love the hockey guys, you know. It's any sports, really. Football, you know, like, they get the girls. So, girls were always around. But, bro, I was never, like, you know, banging two chicks in one night kind of thing. I know some of the guys that were like wild, but at the same time, they were like 25, like, and these girls are 19. Yeah, like, wait a second. I'm 24 now. I'm thinking back to it. I'm like, wait, guys, this is weird.
I was about to say, we went to a few college parties together.
Yeah, we did.
Merrimack, Salem State.
Because I was never like crazy into the college
parties. No, but we were young though, bro. It's like we were literally in high school. We were like 18. But that's the thing. I'm so glad we did it early, bro. Like, I bet we've been drinking since young, so it's not like these 24, 25 are finally getting that college. It's like, bro, I've been going to college parties since like a junior in fucking high school, bro. Like,
I know. And what's, bro, I've always, it's funny. I was actually thinking about this the other day because in the last podcast, you were like, have you ever been to Manhattan? And I'm like, I went to a comedy show in Manhattan. I was like 13. And you had to be like 17 to get in, and I passed. I was a big kid, bro. Like, I'm like, in college parties, the kids would always think like we're their age, but I'm like, bro, I was literally like 17, 18 going to these college parties. That's
the thing, we always grew up like younger than I was just always younger. Like that dude in the gym today, like, loved the content, like, he said what up, and then he's just like, oh, I'm decade older than you guys. I still don't know what I'm doing. But it's like, bro, you'll never know what life. You're always gonna be figuring out life. I don't give a fuck who you are. You're always gonna. Gary Vee always says that. It's so true.
It is. Even just hearing Dana White say that on that podcast, bro, it's like, because we don't know what we want to do, but we know it's something in this space, which puts us ahead already, bro. He's like, the hardest thing in life is to figure out what you want to do, or like what like kind of work you want to do.
I know.
And then once you figure it out and you just keep working, it's impossible to lose.
I know. That's why we know what we want to do, but we don't. We do though.
There's some people that are working fucking 9 to 5s that are so miserable.
Like what we did with the jump from quitting college and quitting the post office and military, like that's the hottest part.
It is.
That's
bro.
The hottest it is. Part is it figuring is. It out. It's like, I know. Like, luckily we can fucking like, monetize making money, because it's like what we want to do. We're not really making money from acting. Like, we are, but we're not.
The only way we're gonna make real money from acting is if we build up our following and platform enough to get casted for a big movie, and then they pay you to be there. Yeah. Right now, if I wanted to go act in like indie films, it's like they'll pay you.
But you know what? You know why we have it different than everyone, bro? We have a couple of big stars in our corner.
Bro,
big stars. What's his name is
Mark Wahlberg. I'm DMing him right now.
Big, that's what I'm saying, bro. It's just like
that dude Matt Fries runs his supplement brand. That's what he was saying. That's the dude you showed me, right? Is that who you showed me? Fries?
No, he's on the Colts.
But isn't his last name Fries? Yeah. Oh, Will Fries. Yeah. This guy's the same last name. That's why I thought it was the same person.
But yeah.
But anyway, yeah. I mean, that's
we what, have it so different, it bro. These people who have been these background actors, like in movies, that wish to have, like, that's their dream. Wish
to have the opportunity.
Like, there's some actors in some of these big shows that like wish they can have The Rock and Mark Wahlberg follow and send voice notes, bro.
No, bro.
You know what it's I mean? Crazy. That's how I know. It's like, we just got to keep powering through.
That's
it, bro.
That's it. I know. It's going to come though too. It's just like you said, it's just working.
Just gotta keep surviving, bro. Every single month, it's literally day by day, week by week,
don't expect anything from anyone, and just take the advice and keep rolling with the punches, bro. It's really it.
Prepare to get your heart broken.
I mean, honestly, who said that? Dion Point.
Go.
How long are we in, by the way, Justin? I'm just curious.
35 minutes.
Okay, cool. I wanted to say, have you been to many, you haven't been to any Pats parades, have you? Any sports parades back in the day?
So being born 99, I've witnessed every big championship, every single one.
I know.
Never been to one parade in my life. I don't like that big setting, and especially after the marathon bombing, my grandma never wanted me to go out like
that.
Yeah,
I feel that. Dude, there was, so when the Pats won 2017, that was the Falcons Super Bowl.
Yeah.
When they won that, this is when I was wicked tight with all the hockey kids. We were in the middle of our best season, bro. We were like nasty. We were like 14-1. We were like really good. We had all the seniors, the Lockheads, Django, all those guys.
Oh, for high school.
High school. I'm talking about 2016 or 17, whatever it was.
I remember. I was dating Sabrina Rizzo.
February 2017, because the Falcons won, and then they announced the parade, and we all, like, you know, Eastie High guys, you just walk in, you walk out. People never understood that. Like, you just left school. I'm like,
it was, It's not normal, though. Kid, I want to go home. I just left. But that's why I loved Eastie, but, like, I hated it because it was just – I wish I just went to high school and like it was fun and like, oh, I can't wait for prom. Oh, like, I don't know. Like someone's
that's
throwing
the thing
a
about Eastie High, bro. It's like, it's not like that.
But,
it really
but
wasn't
we wouldn't
like
be
that.
Who we were if we didn't grow up growing up basement potties and just like selling bud.
I know.
Like, you know what
drinking
I mean?
Drinking behind the Purrazzo rink and just like fighting at the feast. Like just stupid
I was
shit.
Just fucking just selling dime bags out of my grandma's old house when she passed away.
Yeah. Like people would say like school cops aren't normal, like metal detectors. Like,
oh yeah. We had to go through them every
walking
day.
Walking out the doors. In the at I walked in at 7:35. I walked out at 8 a.m. Like, you know, go to fucking, you know, go grab breakfast. Me, you and Marty would leave after first block, go
that
grab
was
breakfast.
Fun. That was senior year, no?
I think so, yeah.
Senior
we
junior
went to,
year.
I remember we went to Nixon Reveille.
We had a lot of classes together in the mornings.
Yeah, we did.
In the mornings.
Fun with Miss Coolidge. You know Miss Coolidge?
I remember that. Yo, we didn't do, I don't even remember what we did in that class.
It was like, it was like SAT prep or like
come
some
on.
Shit. We didn't do anything though. We sat on the computer.
But
the
other ones
time.
Either. The other ones too. We didn't do anything.
Eastie was a joke, bro. Let's be completely honest. Yeah, you know, I'm proud to have been there, but like yeah. you said, I loved it. But at the same time, it's like I feel like going there made me develop a lot of like half-assed habits and shit. Like I never got, like, you know what I mean. I was a
there's
good
no,
student growing up, and then right. I just kind of slacked
you,
off a lot.
You're not getting no education there.
No, bro. When I went to college, I was just like, where the fuck am I? I had to learn everything all over again.
That's why in my head, I was like, Eastie didn't get me ready for college. I'm not going to college.
Yeah. I don't want to badmouth Eastie High too much.
No,
I love Eastie High.
Like, I love Eastie, but like.
The curriculum wasn't, it's just the teachers too. Some
I'm
of the teachers there were definitely.
I'm not sending my kid there, bro. I'm not sending my kid there.
Yeah, Mr. LaCaro was drinking soda out of some girl's shoe. I'm like, what are we doing here? The AP history
yeah,
teacher.
Yeah, like they, you know, some
he
of the
he was a prick to me too. He told my mother I was going to be a failure. If you're wondering,
some of the teachers do mean
told
well.
Told my mother I was going to be a failure.
I like that.
You like that, right? My AP history teacher, he goes, your son's going to fail right out of college. I did.
Yeah, so you had the AP.
I did. Nah, I didn't fail out of college. I dropped out, guys. But anyway, but he was like just like bad both of me, met crazy my mother on like the parent teacher, whatever the fuck it is. So I'll never forget that,
also,
Mr. LaCaro. I'll
what
never
about
forget
Ms.
that.
G? Remember Ms. G I had?
No.
I was in love with her. I used to go up there, eat lunch with her sophomore year. She almost got me to go to college.
Really?
Yeah.
That would have been a disaster, huh?
Yeah.
College sucks,
I almost
bro.
Went to Emmanuel, and then I wanted to go to Merrimack.
Yeah.
So glad.
It's going to be interesting, like, when, I mean, eventually if I have kids one day, like, to see, like, when the college talks happen, like, what that looks like, because I've lost all belief in that, bro. I've lost all belief
it's
in-
It's a different world, bro. It's really a different world, so it's like, what
who knows
do
if
doing?
College will even be, like a, I mean, it's always going to be around, but, like, if it's going to be as pushed on people, as on kids as it is now, because, bro, like, there's- so many trades and shit that need people right now and like blue collar shit.
And especially the world now, everyone's starting a company. Everyone's trying to, everyone wants to work
on
their own.
Actually like put in like the, you know, that kind of work, which I mean, I don't
know. No one wants a boss.
Which is bad either.
Sure, we might not even be able to have kids, bro, in 30 years.
Sick too, bro. I was listening to, bro, Dana White is like a bucket list, bro. Like he's such the GOAT, bro. I can't wait to meet his oldest son follows us.
I know, Dana White.
He likes all the videos.
He just followed his content yesterday.
Did he really? He has to see the videos, bro.
Well, I tagged him in.
I seen you tag the son and Dana.
And then he followed. But I mean, he probably showed him.
But bro, his mind, like I swear to God, bro, his mindset, like, he just gets me so fired up. I listen to every single podcast he's on, bro. Like, he's so business smart, bro. And he's just like, he's so old school, bro. I love people that are old school, bro. Cause it's like, at the end of the day, bro, it's like no one's here to save you, bro. Like, you know, like you can talk about your feelings, which is cool. Like, people need to talk about your feelings and complain and all that shit. But at the end of the day, bro, you got to grab your balls and go get it. End of the day, I'm sorry. You got to man up.
You do, bro.
And like being a man and masculinity is so like looked down upon nowadays, bro. And I'm not saying that
it's just the world.
You should hate women or anything like that. I'm not saying that, but like I feel like it's pushed down so much, bro. And Dana talks about that so much, bro. I love that. I really do.
I know he gave
me
the chills.
So
he gave
up.
Me the chills when he was like, I was 19 working at the Boston Hotel. I was like, damn, bro, I really was working at the hotel too at 19.
I know, isn't
and
that
then,
crazy?
Like, literally the same thing where I seen Kyrie Irving shook his hand, seen Coco. He was like, yo, Eastie in the house. Like he was getting me lit. Went up to Tatum. Buttoned my shirt because I went to the game before. I was like, yo, JT, can you sign this?
JT was how old is he? 19?
Fam, I literally tapped him. He looked and then went like.
Looked down?
He showed me mad love. He was dying. He think he was clowning me too because I had the jersey on. But he signed it though. Rookie year, I had the first black Celtics jersey with the GE logo right in Lynn. Wow. Kid, you don't know about GE. Electronics.
But think about this. If we were, if like. if we were throwing a party for ourselves and like some kid had our merch on and tapped and we looked down, like we'd laugh too. You know?
Yeah, no.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, funny. But JT goes like, yo, this is the craziest shit I've ever seen. So that's why I can't wait to talk to him and tell him because I know he remembers.
It's all gonna come through. All of it's going
to
come through.
Because no one else is unbuttoning a fucking legit suit with his jersey on. Yeah. I know he has to remember. It was like 6 years ago. But I remember Travis Scott, like he dropped, I forget what song. I want to say Butterfly Effect. Well, I was just really bumping that.
Yeah.
And I remember Kyrie Irving. He goes, yo, this is that shit. And then Young Tut was DJing the whole party. Oh my. And yo, that's it was funny, little bro. Uzi, do what I want. Now damn, I do what I want.
That's crazy.
So
bro.
I always like
different times.
But that night I was like, nah, I'm not meant to do this hotel job. Like I need to like be in that life. Like obviously not like an NBA player. I know I wasn't gonna be an NBA player. I'm not fucking 7 feet.
But something.
I was like, I'm gonna do something.
Bro, the funniest thing is when we seen Dan Muller and he's like, yo, you always said you were gonna be famous one day.
Bro, because in the garden, I remember I used to go 3 hours early before my shift and just watch them. I would walk with my pea coat on, had my badge, like I was supposed to be there. I used to sit courtside and watch them all warm up.
That's funny, bro.
Watch JB, Smart used to watch them all. And I wish Benton, because I would have knew who was on and off on the warm-ups was around. Right. But yeah, bro. And fucking, I'm glad I worked at the gun. I worked two jobs. Yeah, I worked there in the hotel.
I always think back to that because I'm like, a lot of people that make it, like all the way, they always say like, they always knew they weren't like everyone else. I mean, I feel like I had a piece of that, but I never like, I don't know. I was pretty dead set on just working at Massport and like whatever.
Me too.
Because there was no other vision, you know?
Me too.
But I'm trying to think if I ever had a moment where I was like, yo, this, like, I can't do this anymore. College, I remember that moment when my fucking professor took my phone and he put me on blast for being on my phone in philosophy class when I'm paying to be in that class. I'm just like, get me the fuck out of here. That was like the last month of my college. I was like, dude, I can't do this. But working though, I don't know, bro.
You know what's crazy? Know. Think about it. Like your ex put you onto this life, mm-hmm. like this, and then my ex put me onto this life too. That's how I know it's just meant to be. Like, it really is.
I can't give her that credit, though.
No,
yours was definitely more, though.
No, for sure. But I'm saying
my ex definitely told me to download the app. She told me to download the app.
Right. And my TikTok. Ex said, yo, you need to become a creator on the app.
I know.
Crazy.
Crazy, bro.
Like, crazy. It was crazy. But that's why I'm telling her to talk going through.
Well, because also, too, bro, like, being from here, like, Boston in general, like, you don't go on social media. Like, you don't
go on social
media. It's corny. It's whack. Like, you're a clown if you're on social media. So all that's already built in. And like, I'm not going to lie, bro. I seen some people on social media, no one that I know now, but like, I'm like, oh, this guy's a clown. Like the social media shit's stupid. This TikTok shit's stupid. But also on TikTok back then, people were doing the dances and shit. Like, you know, I was never going to do shit like that. Then, but
Justin, you good?
Yeah.
It's all good.
Bro. So did you have to switch the cameras or does it automatically do it?
No, it's switching.
Oh, but bro, like you said, stupid dances and shit. But then you look at Jack Harlow, like his career went from like, obviously he was blown up, but like it wouldn't have blown up like that quick like if it wasn't for TikTok, which is crazy.
I know.
What's popping? Like the little TikTok thing. It's things that
you can't even predict is going to happen though. You know?
I know. I remember I tried to do a couple of TikToks like the bang it out west.
I think everyone tried it. You know?
It was fun.
Well, I tried it too.
It was fun. I like some of the dances. I still do them.
Who's one pro athlete you think you could take one-on-one? Not even just NBA, like any sport. I was thinking about this earlier. I'm like, this is a good question for the pod. What's one pro athlete one-on-one you could take any sport? Can beat them in a quick game.
All right. So, I mean, I guess I think I'd check up one-on-one versus Peyton Pritchard.
Shut the fuck up.
What? No, realistically,
he'd
like
cook you, buddy. He would cook you.
But I think I can score. Like, I can get a shot off of him. I can't get a shot off of JT. He's fucking 6'4". Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But who else? So am I going to tackle Derrick Henry? Come on. That's not going to happen.
I think I could pancake someone.
Come on, stop it, dude.
I'm big.
Bro, you are not pancaking.
I got the size a right now. It's probably the best.
A defensive lineman, though, bro.
Well, no. I'm talking about like a smaller linebacker coming in, you know?
I don't think so.
Cornerback.
Have Kyle Doug a blitz from a safety. You probably can't even pancake him.
I think I could stay on my feet.
He's a beast, bro.
I think I could stay on my feet.
He's a beast.
Max Crosby. He'd fucking run me over. Well, what other fucking option do I have?
But
hockey,
that's what
I guess.
I'm saying.
I think if I was in net, even now when I'm pretty out of shape, I'm getting back in shape.
That would
but
be
even right now, but that's my best bet, though.
Goal. Yeah, like, that's my natural. My best bet.
I could stop some of these hockey players' shots. Come on, these NHL players.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Peyton, like, he's just 6 feet. Like, I can get shots off. I can get separated. Okay. I know he plays good defense, but, like,
I could take out Nick Sang, I think, one-on-one.
Yeah, he's not a player, though. I think I'd embarrass Nick Sang. Like if we play to 11, I'm very strong. I'll win. Actually,
it was this is getting clipped. I just hope
it's,
you know.
No, it's all good, Nick. I mean, brother. We thought it was a joke.
Let's get on the court before the game and let's see.
Got to get us family passes.
That's it. That's it.
No, but all jokes aside, though, Nick, if we play to 11, I'm not saying like I'm guarantee we'll win, but like I think it would be like 11 to 9.
Yeah.
Playing ones and twos. I'm letting you shoot too. So
interesting.
I'm not talking like try hard defense. You know, we got to give a little other separation. You know,
if he had JT 2-on-2, who would you take on the Celtics to JB?
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer.
Oh, my God. We'd beat them.
Yeah.
We would beat them. Me and JB versus JT and Nick Tsang, we'd beat them.
I don't know about that.
Nah, we'd beat. Nick Tsang's a trainer. You think he plays ball? Come on.
You don't think JT's cooking stop JB?
And I'll beat JT with Nick Tsang in the JT ones.
All right. I think that's probably
that's a good to clip.
Wrap this up. That is good. That is good. All right. This is a good podcast. We're working on guests, guys. What else? What do we got coming up? We've got a Charlotte trip coming up. This is going to come out next Saturday. Wait, so what's next Saturday? We're going to be gone, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be in Charlotte, guys, when you hear this. We'll be back Monday for more stuff, but this was a good little solo pod. Got anything, any final words or anything like that? Thank you all for listening, as always.
Stay tuned on It's Content Instagram.
Yep, we're going to start posting more on It's Content Instagram.
Three a day,
and then It's Content merch, obviously, itscontent.com.
Well, yeah, we got some new drops coming, hopefully, by April.
Yeah, itscontent.com, no E. C-O-N-T-N-T.
Mid-March, I think.
Especially if we print some good stuff coming up. We got St. Patty's Day coming up. That'll be cool. Maybe an LA trip soon. So we're working on a lot of shit. Make sure you check out the newest skits on the It's Content YouTube and the newest vlogs. Give it a like, subscribe, comment, show us some love.
And if you've been in the military, fucking quit.
At the end of the day, it's all content. It's all content, guys.
Yeah. I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? Have my ex-girl got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. I got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got a Betty on K-Town too. Ooh, ooh.